The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
Good morning, John.
Again. And we just had a tremendous, tremendous conversation with Barry Klitzberg, who is with HICAP of Nassau County, helping seniors navigate Medicare. And it's very difficult. It's time consuming, but it's so important. And now we have another guest coming on. And this gentleman I met several years ago and really have nothing but respect for John Wakehouse. John is the president of the Nassau County Police Department's Detectives Association. And he's going to tell us about what they do. But just before, and this is not political, we're having a nice conversation, but I want to say something to John personally from my perspective. This week, I was watching different news programs, and one of them came on and started talking about Vietnam. And I didn't go into the war. I'm 68, but I wasn't picked. I didn't go for a deferment. But my friends who were 71, 2, and 3 were. And they came back and they were basically disrespected, to be honest with you. I mean, there was, you know, they went out there fighting and whatever, and some of them didn't come back. I know people my age that didn't come back, but that's not the point. The country disrespected them for quite some time. And again, we're not going political, but and I'm sure it goes for Christina, and I apologize because I think it's a disgrace. You guys, Nassau County could not be what it is without proper law enforcement, but more importantly, community law enforcement, where you work together. And John is that person. You know, we have to work as a community. Anything I've ever been involved with and I have to reach out for help, these guys are always there. They're a credit to our community. I don't know about the other towns and counties. I don't really care. In Nassau County, in North Hempstead, it's a pleasure. And I am so gifted that I met John a couple of years ago. So good morning, John.
Good morning, John. And thank you for having me on today. Again, it was a pleasure. You said we've known each other several years, and I have nothing but respect for you as well.
Thank you. I looking into this, found out much more about the Detectives Association. But tell us what you do. It's really tremendous.
Yes. Day to day, you know, we're there for our members. You know, we do union business. We negotiate contracts. We just negotiated a contract with the county that we signed in 2019. Day to day issues with the job, anything that happens positively or negatively. And like you said on your opening statement, you know, when COVID hit, we were the heroes, the first responders and the healthcare workers. You know, everybody was applauding us. And then one incident, it happened in Minneapolis, which the law enforcement community doesn't agree. You know, that was wrong, mm-hmm. you know, what Derek Chauvin did. And I haven't heard one police officer or law enforcement person say anything different. And he was tried, convicted, and now he's going to serve his sentence. But that one incident changed policing in America now, where everyone is calling for defunding the police and police reform. Here in Nassau County, we're a well-trained, intelligence-driven, service-oriented police department. And we are led by Commissioner Ryder, who I feel is the best commissioner we've had. Commissioner Ryder leads by example. He has the residents and the police officers' safety as his number one priority. And as that being said, we were just voted the safest county in America.
Really? Congratulations. I had no idea. Very, yes. Very good. Before you continue, I just want to jump in with Commissioner Ryder. Maybe it was 6 months ago. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, he was
requested
on the show.
Somebody to come on in reference to scams. Mm-hmm. He showed up. I had no idea. It's the first time I met him. I wasn't expecting him. I figured he'd send somebody. He came himself, and we met him firsthand. What a good guy he was.
That's the type of leader that he is. He wouldn't ask anybody to do anything that he wouldn't do. Again, you know, we have over 1.3 million residents in Nassau County, and other commuters that we deal with, the police department deals with, on an everyday basis. And our visitors and our residents always feel safe. So, you know, Commissioner Ryder has done things with the police department as far as allocating school resource officers and our Homeland Security unit. They're designed to develop strategies to protect and make safe our greatest resource, which is our children, for the future. And while in these schools, these members interact and develop relationships with the students that will last into the future. On a side note as well, with the Detective Association, we do have a charitable foundation, and we reach out to residents, the schools in our area. For the last 15 years or so, we buy winter jackets for kids in need. We buy over 300 winter jackets a year for elementary school kids. You know, that gives back to the community. That shows these children that, you know, the police are the good guys. You know, we're here to help, and we want to continue to build those relationships.
I had the good fortune as a kid being very involved with the PAL in a positive way. I played softball, I played baseball, I played everything you could name, basketball, and it was all through the PAL. And what, looking back on it, it was kind of an influential time in my life. I still remember the guy's name. It was in the city. Nick Parkin was the youth officer, if you will. And I believe that kind of dialogue and that kind of relationship with people in their teen years or early teens even is very important to establishing a mutual respect, you know, on both sides. So anyhow, I'm a big proponent of the PAL as a tool for keeping things going in the right direction.
Yeah, and just as you say that, you know, we have several PAL areas that in the county. And like you said, just that sometimes 15 years of my career, I was spent in Narcotics Bureau. And sometimes if you're doing search warrants, there are children around, and sometimes that's the police they see. And I always remembered doing those cases and the children being there, and you try to comfort them, you know, when everything is situated and under control, comfort the children and try to let them know, even in that situation, we're there to help them and we're not there to hurt them. So that does continue onward, and you do develop these relationships.
I think the biggest thing too, and you said it in the beginning, John, when we first started talking, like you're on the show today. I didn't know about the coat drive, to be honest with you, which is a great thing. I mean, it's such an impacting thing that a child get a coat. And it's just, and you know, my partner, Peter, he's 100%, you know, it's the sensationalism is what sells newspapers. And that's what they go after. So to turn around and say the Nassau County Detectives Association just gave in a certain area 10 coats out to children in need of them, big deal. They'd rather come to some, maybe they caught you crossing the street or some ridiculousness. That sells paper. And it's a disgrace, because it's not even just with you guys. It's where we seem to be going as a country, as opposed to watching out for each other and being loving and kind. And I'm not trying to get into, you know, we should all have daisies in our hair, but there comes a point, it's true. We should work within the community as we work within our own home and be nice to our children. Now, you were saying Nassau County just got an award in the beginning. What was that for? I just said congratulations, but I didn't realize we didn't talk about it enough.
Yes, we were recognized as the safest county in America by you know, by all the crime stats that that are out. And so, you know, Nassau County right now is you know, above and beyond everybody else. You know, there's a national message going on about defunding the police right now. And when you defund the police, that just incites more crime. This is a time where we are investing in policing and we are investing in training, so we do have good results. There was just an incident yesterday where a teenager was had a knife against two officers, and because of their training, they were able to gain him under control. Now, a knife is could be deadly physical force, and they one of the officers got slashed, but they were able to gain control of him by using the taser and, you know, putting him under arrest. But those instances there, training and the professionalism of our officers, that it didn't have to go any higher than that.
Right. And that they still have to worry about their own life too. Their life is at risk. So yes, at what point, if my son was out there, I don't want him saying, I don't want me thinking, oh, he's got to constantly give in. Somebody's coming at him with a knife. I want him to take care of himself too.
Right.
It was in today's Newsday, actually, that what you just talked about. There's an article in there about the guy approaching him, two police officers. You know. What do you do? I mean, think about it. You got somebody coming at you with a knife. I mean, you know.
Just as we saw, you had a little snippet of an officer, I believe it was in Ohio, that shot and killed the woman who was just about to stab somebody. He used deadly physical force to protect that person. And then we have a person, an athlete like LeBron James, coming out and saying, you know, you're next, about that officer.
Oh, I remember that one.
And then when you see the whole video and you actually see this person with the knife ready to stab someone, I would like to know, like, why don't we have that victim or her mother saying, thank God for the police, because if that officer wasn't there, I would have been killed, you know? But you only see little snippets, and the news is just portraying these little snippets, and they're not giving us the whole, you know, the whole situation.
Right, it doesn't come across. They're giving you the piece, unfortunately, that sells. The hype, the sensationalism. But anyway, we have to take a break. We're talking with John Wieghouse from the Detectives Association. We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.